sat, remember your row, but step out. Alto, step out over here. Tenors and basses, once the altos are clear, shift down to the end. I'm going to do soprano, alto, tenor, alto, tenor. Altos, you are now here, next to the soprano. I think this will help with the high, little, low, so you can hear it. Okay? But be in that same order, so middle closest to the, you know, alto one, middle here, alto one, alto two. No problem. We'll try it. See if it works. I hope it does. Great.
Thank you.
middle, there's not many. I think at one point, the pilots and altos sit down on a clear movement and stand back up before the many, many odds are raised. Tenors and basses, you stand a little more because of those inner movements that you have. But I'll give you those as we go. As a reminder, movement three, the very selectapoxia, is just for piccolo members. So I know we all learned that at one point, but if you're not for piccolo, please don't sing that movement, just let them do that. Remember, very, very straight tone, very, very soft, the whole thing. I'll give you notes as we go through this. The thing I want to emphasize, and I have to be clear about this, we can no longer spend time cleaning words. You have those resources since August, no, since September, so it's on you now, the responsibility to do that. It would behoove you to look at that before our conductor arrives next week, because he provided that pronunciation sheet. And so we need to make sure that you're taking responsibility sometime every day, especially now, just to speak the words. You can do that while sitting at your office or doing something else so that those words are ready to go. At the beginning of the concert, you will walk in, and instead of staying standing, you walk in and sit down right away. So Elaine, you would probably be the first person in. You would walk in and just sit down one by one right away. The concert master will come out, she'll tune the orchestra, Maestro Armstrong, and the soloist will come out. When the orchestra stands, you stand. When the orchestra stands, you stand. Let's practice that now. I'll be Maestro Armstrong. You're seated. You should have your music on your lap. It should be in a black binder, by the way, especially by next week. He'll walk out with the soloist. He will not give you a cue to stand. You'll just see the orchestra stand. The orchestra stands. Your music is still at your side. Matter of fact, we're going to make this cool. When you stand up, the music is in your right hand, back side of the folder down. Right hand, back side of the folder down. You remain in that position until the orchestra sits. When the orchestra sits, you open your music. Let's practice all of that. You see it, please. The orchestra, the concertmaster comes out, you tune the orchestra, maestro and soloist come out, the orchestra has stood, you stand up, music still at your side, right hand, back side down, they will bow, maestro turns around, the orchestra seats, you open your music. Does that make sense at the beginning of the concert? Okay, let's begin. Oh, how do we do that? Do what I do. Okay. Stay on beat. Speak the words starting at the fifth measure, would be seven, red, cease. Out, dead, press, cease. Let's speak it. One, ready, and go.
Seven, red, press, cease. Out, dead, press, cease. Beat, top, dead, press, stop. Beat, please.
That's please. Make it shorter. Stop, beat, please. If you're tapping your heart like that while speaking these words, every consonant will land on a tap.
Seven, head, press, cease.
You see how the S comes on the second A note there?
Out, dead, press, cease.
That's how we line up the text in this movement. It's always on in meter. Does that make sense there?
Yeah.
That was in the flyer too, to make sure we try it. Let's run it, please. Our pencil's ready. Big breath on that first hit. You do that. No, you must have your music. Yeah, even if you know it, you must have your music. Okay. Is it in your folder? Open your folder. You must have your music.
Yeah.
Everyone beginning one more time.
Thank you.
like all the words. And like, I know each verse is a little different, but we've been working on this one since day one, okay? I tend to be a very overly kind conductor and not like to yell or scream. That doesn't get the job done. But I think this is right now. You need to do more work on this. We can't break apart each word. Third verse, pay more attention to the rhythm and words placed in text. Third verse, ready to attack.
For two minutes,
standing for the fourth movement, even though we don't stand. There's no reason to want to move this, so don't worry about that. And then we come in for exe gratu. Jeremiah, play the last note of movement four in the bass there. Henry, we're giving it a D. What's your first note?
Please.
Say your next word.
Lord!
Play the last note of the last movement.
Thank you.
tenor part here.
Yes.
In that octave, right?
Yeah.
So, let's hit this, please. Go to movement 10.
I don't care that I'm younger than you.
I don't care if you've sung this song that I've been alive. I don't care. What I care about is you respect the director, you respect the repertoire, and you respect the expectations of this ensemble. Is that okay to ask?
Yes.
Yes. I love you all. I'm going to calm down now, but I need you to come back next week prepared. You have the flyer. You know what to work on. Do not come below that level again. Do you understand?
Yes.
Bill, Barbara, any announcements? Megan, anything to say?
If you didn't put your row on the paper.
Put your row on the paper.
So if we're back here, are we on the fourth row?
You're in the fourth row. Well, technically it's the sixth row because there are two rows of children in front of you. There's six rows of risers, and if you're on the top row.
I think everybody wrote 1, 2, 3, so
what? Yeah. That's fine. I can tell them 1 week. Don't worry about that. Just put in for this order 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, 7:30 is fine. Because you came kind of early today, center base, we did the work on that. However, if Neil or Hayu says, I'd like to work with the tenors earlier, come as they describe. Hold on, I'm not done. Because the call time is 7 p.m. for the full choir, but I need to focus on them. I have one set of hands. If you have work to do, Neil, if you know there's stuff to do, call them in. Hayu's not here, but the base knows the work to do. Let Hayu know and call them in. You can use these two rooms while we're up here with these singers.
Okay, so you want that call to go out on the bulletin board, and that means it includes every single one, except that doesn't come to the board. We'll find a way to get that out to you if you need to come earlier than 7:30. One of the reasons why I'm asking is that that means that you women need to come early and set up. Yes. Sopranos now, if you set up next week, this setup, 3 rows, 22.
Convention's fine. Okay. That's fine for setup. The musical expectations are clear, and I expect them to be followed when I come to the meal.
For those who have not read out their pronunciation packet, I have 10 that I've printed in full. If you want one, if you need one, by the way.
Yeah. It's also free as a PDF on Course Connection since August. If I look at your score and I don't see marking or pronunciations in there next week, I will take your music and tell you thank you, you're not singing in concert. You have work to do. You cannot learn this all here. I don't care if you know it. You must be the work at all. Okay?
Yeah.
I love you all. Get to work. Thank you.